AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks were mixed in Asian trading. The markets are down in Europe. It's all over uncertainty about what President Trump will do about tariffs. On board Air Force One overnight, the president said tariffs are going to be the greatest thing ever done as a country and are going to make the U.S. rich again.
We're basically going to take back the money, a lot of the money that we've given away over many decades. We've lost our jobs. We've lost our factories. We've lost 90,000 factories since the beginning of NAFTA.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said on NBC's Meet the Press, 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports will take effect Wednesday. In Canada, the ruling Liberal Party voted in a landslide to replace Justin Trudeau as prime minister with former central banker Mark Carney. Carney plans to take on Trudeau's fight against American tariffs.
Canadian government has rightly retaliated and is rightly retaliating with our own tariffs that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum
importante aux États-Unis, avec peu de répercussions ici au Canada.
My government will keep our tariffs on until the Americans show us respect.
Carney also said Canada will not be the 51st state, as President Trump has mentioned. Saudi Arabia will be hosting talks this week between the U.S. and Ukraine after an argument erupted during President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit last month to the White House. Zelensky plans to visit Saudi Arabia today ahead of the talks. Israel has cut off the electricity supply to Gaza. The move has affected a desalinization plant producing drinking water for part of the territory. Authorities in the Dominican Republic are searching for a 20-year-old University of Pittsburgh student who went missing in a popular tourist town while on vacation. Sudiksha Kanaki was last seen before dawn Thursday at a beach near a resort where she was staying with several friends. This is AP News. North Korea has fired several ballistic missiles.
The launch on Monday happened hours after South Korean and U.S. troops kicked off their large annual combined military drills, which the North views as an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile firings, North Korea's fifth event this year, were detected from the North's Hwange province, but gave no further details such as how far they flew. Earlier Monday, exercises began after the North Korean and US militaries paused live fire training, while Seoul investigated how two of its fighter jets mistakenly bombed a civilian area during a warm-up drill last week. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Actress Emily Osment has filed for divorce from her husband of less than 5 months, musician Jack Farina. Osment is the star of the TV series Georgie and Mandy's First Marriage. She and Farina were married in October. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.